Environmental Science Requirement 1. Make a timeline of the history of the environmental sciences in America. Identify the contribution made by the Boy Scouts of America to environmental science. Include dates, names of people, organizations, and important events. I'm going to start out by addressing the first one listed there. Identify the contribution made by the Boy Scouts of America to environmental science. I think this is a bit of a farce of a question. The Boy Scouts of America have had a very long tradition of familiarity with woodlands and reverence for the environment, but this hasn't always been implemented well. Felling trees, the destruction of wildlife, basic hunting, stalking, and trapping have always been part of the Boy Scouts of America program until relatively recently. So these are more cases of using the land as opposed to necessarily preserving it. The other organizations that formed the Boy Scouts of America were a bit more conservation-minded, in some cases the Woodcraft Indians and the Sons of Daniel Boone. If you want to and insist on adding them, I would say 1905, the foundation of the Boy Scouts of America, 1910, the foundation of the Boy Scouts of America, and 1996, environmental science becomes a required merit badge. Additionally, the adoption of Leave No Trace and its popularization beginning in 2002 with a formalized L&T program, as well as 2010, where Leave No Trace Trainer was added as an option for rank advancement. Now on to the actual schedule. The first date I'm including is 1813, because the world population then hit 1 billion. For the first time, it took 10 digits to express the population of the Earth. In 1849, the U.S. Department of Interior was established to manage the property of the United States. Interestingly, in most of the countries, the Department of Interior sometimes also includes the National Police Force. In 1854, Henry David Thoreau, as part of the Transcendentalist movement, publishes Walden, a work that inspired many people to live simply and in harmony with nature. I think the effect of Walden is often overstated, as not a terrible number of people heeded his advice, but a lot of people found romance in it, and I can certainly appreciate that. In 1864, George Perkins Marsh publishes Man and Nature, and is described by some environmentalists as the fountainhead of the conservation movement. This is one of the first cases where the environmental impact of human action is documented, in this case with the killing of birds. In 1869, Ernest Haeckel coined the term ecology to describe the body of knowledge concerning the economy of nature. In 1872, under Grant, Yellowstone and Wyoming becomes the first national park. Take that, Roosevelt. And in 1875, the American Forestry Association is founded to encourage wise forest management. This is the first inkling of the idea that resources in America are finite. In 1892, John Muir founded the Sierra Club to preserve the Sierra Nevada mountain chain. Obviously, the chain itself didn't need to be preserved, but its natural beauty and wonder did. John Muir was influential with a number of American presidents and is noted for his ability to sway legislators. In 1898, the Rivers and Harbor Act establishes a effort to control pollution of navigable waters. Here was the first time that pollution in and of itself is an object that needs to be controlled. In 1908, chlorination is used extensively in U.S. water treatment plants for the first time. This is the first time a publicly managed resource is undergoing heavy chemical modification. In 1913, the Hayshi Valley Dam is approved to provide water to San Francisco and floods areas of Yosemite National Park. This became the cornerstone of a big argument between what is the extent to which resources should be managed to maximize their benefit versus what is the natural right of an area to remain undisturbed. In 1819, the U.S. and Canada signed a treaty restricting the hunting of migratory birds. Here we have the U.S.'s first international agreement. And in 1944, Norman Borlaug begins his work on high-yield crop varieties, marking the start of the modern agricultural revolution. Without the contribution Norman Borlaug has made, the human race would probably be about 1 billion life years shorter. In 1946, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management is created to specially manage federal property. This is a change from previous cases in that normally the government would either seek to sell land or would merely lease access to it. Now, for the first time, we have an organization that comes up with a unified policy to determine what the U.S. government wants to do with federal land. In 1949, Aldo Leopold publishes a Sound County Almanac in which he sets guidelines for the conservation movement and introduces the concept of a land ethic. Aldo Leopold was notable for his ability to write brilliantly about his experience with nature. This was a skill that hadn't existed since Audubon. In 1952, Oregon becomes the first state to adopt a significant program to control air pollution. Here we have a state level of action. In 1962, Silent Spring is published by Rachel Carson to document the effects of pesticides on the environment. Not all the contents are necessarily factually accurate. Again, Rachel Carson was notable for the fact that she wrote in a layman's style. This was not a technical paper, although it certainly contained technical references, and it was something that was accessible by almost everyone. In 1963, the first Clean Air Act is passed in the United States. Okay, we now recognize the air as a resource that needs to be managed. In 1963, the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty signed by the U.S. and the Soviet Union to stop atmospheric testing of nuclear weapons. In 1964, the Wilderness Act is passed, which in a genius step protects wild areas in the United States. The only restriction, you can only use non-mechanical means of conveyance, so shoes and a canoe. 1969, the first of a modern group of agencies is found, Greenpeace, who would later be known for their somewhat more forceful methods. In 1970, the first Earth Day is celebrated on April 22nd. In 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is created, and we now have a government body whose goal is to positively create rules and legislation regarding business and personal interaction with the environment. And in 1972, the Clean Water Act is passed. In 1972, DDT is also largely phased out of usage, and one of the first cases of a pesticide being retired, not because of its lack of effectiveness, but because of the environmental problems it caused. 1974, the EPA is forced to act by the Safe Drinking Water Act, which requires the EPA to set quality standards for the nation's drinking water. In 1975, the Atlantic salmon is found in the Connecticut River after a 100-year absence. This is a notable reversal of a population collapse. In 1975, the Monkey Wrench Gang, published by Edward Abbey, advocates radical and controversial methods for protecting the environment, including ecotage, or what is later known as ecoterrorism. In 1979, the Three Mile Island nuclear reactor almost undergoes a meltdown when the main water cooling system fails. No new nuclear plants have been built in the U.S. since, causing a severe deviation in what was otherwise supposed to be a nuclear-rich future for the United States. 1985, a ozone hole is observed over the Antarctic. We now have a large-scale case of us noticing some problem in our environment. In 1987, Yucca Mountain was designated the first permanent repository for radioactive waste by the U.S. Department of Energy, a move that would eventually be delayed inevitably. This was our first engineering attempt at creating an American structure that would last for 10,000 years. In 1989, this is a bit of a kind of a cheat because it's also a Canada case, but the Exxon Valdez runs aground in Prince William Sound, Alaska, spilling 11 million gallons of oil. This was far from the first oil spill, but this was one of the first oil spills where the public was able to see up close and personal image of the devastation that had been wrought by it. In 92, the California condor and black-footed ferrets are reintroduced into the wild. Again, this is a case much like the return of the Atlantic salmon, where something that we thought was gone returned. In 1997, the Kyoto Protocol mandates a reduction of reported 1990 emission levels by 68% by 2008. In 2001, the U.S. chose not to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. And that is the end of the major portion of this timeline.